Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Hello, this is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. We do count it a great privilege to be able to be here, and we always look forward to our weekly radio broadcast. It's good to see Noah in the studio with us today, and he helps us out with the technical side and the production, and really does a lot to help in the radio ministry. So Noah, how's your day so far?
It's going well, and I am glad to be here this morning. We do want to say welcome to all the listeners, those listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA out of Boone, North Carolina. We do want to welcome our listeners on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and those on 89.1 The Truth out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate all of our listeners and, like Noah said, the radio stations that we are on and the listeners there. I want to take just a moment, if you are in the listening area, and which is around Boone, North Carolina. Some of you may not know where Vilas is, but in Boone, we'd love for you to come out and visit with us at Mount Lebanon. We're located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That is from the Highway 105 south side of Baird's Creek. There's two ends to it. But it's just above the Willow Creek Golf Course, and we have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for all ages, and our Sunday morning worship service at 11, every Wednesday night at 7. And we are right now preaching through the book of Mark, and so enjoying that very much. We'd love for you to come out and visit with us if you do not have a church home or you are visiting in the area. Now, today, we're going to have a special broadcast. I usually have a guest on the radio broadcast before Memorial Day. Brother Rick Cornejo has been with us for several Memorial Days now. I'm going to say three or four, maybe every one of them. I'm not sure, but he's out of town this week. But we are going to talk about Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is this coming Monday, May the 25th. Memorial Day dates back to the Civil War, and originally it was called Decoration Day, and it started, people would go out and they would decorate the grave sites or go into the cemeteries and decorate the grave sites of those that had been killed during the Civil War or had died as a result of the Civil War, and that's what it dates back to. A lot of times people get Veterans Day and Memorial Day maybe mixed up in their mind, you know, and thank you for serving to everybody. But actually, Veterans Day in November, it's always November the 11th, that is for the veterans that have served. Memorial Day honors those who gave the supreme sacrifice, who were either killed in action, missing in action, prisoner of war, that never returned. That's what we honor on Memorial Day. For example, in Washington, D.C., there's the Vietnam War Memorial, and it has almost 60,000 names on it. There are 1,200 of those names that are designated as a POW or MIA. That's prisoner of war, missing in action. And they have, beside their name, they have a cross or a plus symbol. Some say a plus symbol, some say a cross. But by their names, they have a symbol, they have a cross. And the Vietnam War Memorial was designed if anybody came home, a prisoner of war or somebody missing in action, then they would go and they would put a circle around that cross. And to this date, none have returned. So you have over 1,200 on the Vietnam War Memorial that have not been declared being killed in action, but they've, you know, we realize that time, you know, it would be a miracle if a POW returned now. So we honor those as well. And if you are familiar with the POW MIA flag, you know what it says on it? It says never forget. And so we remember those as well. I want to start today out of the Bible, and I notice in the Bible the recognition of many. And we could spend a long time talking about all the soldiers and all the people in the Bible that we would recognize as military men. And we think about just a few examples, even women that did their part to serve their country. A lot of times people say, well, in the Bible, it's just all about the men, but there are some prominent women in the Bible as well. You read in the book of Judges about the exploits of a man named Barak and Deborah. And you read about Deborah and Barak and how that they went together and they fought against the armies of Sisera and Jabin, and they were the enemies of Israel. And so we read about them, and she was very prominent in going with Barak to fight against Sisera. And then actually the hero of the whole story is a woman named Jael. And Jael is actually the person that dispatched Sisera. Now, that's a nice way to say she's the one that killed him. And he was the enemy, and they were chasing him, and he was running. And I'm paraphrasing now. I'm not reading this out of the Bible, but he was running. He was exhausted, and she goes out, and she says, come into my tent and hide. And so he goes into the tent, and he asked for something to drink, and the Bible says she opened up a bottle of milk and gave it to him. You know, if you want somebody to go to sleep, give him a warm bottle of milk, some warm milk. And so he's exhausted. He's been fighting. He's been running. And he says, you stand at the tent door, and if anybody comes and asks if you've seen me, say, no, I hadn't seen anybody. Nobody's in the tent. And so the Bible says that he went in there, and he felt safe, and he lay down in the tent, and he went fast asleep. And old Jael, the Bible says this now, she took a nail and she drove it through his temple and pinned him to the ground with it. And so she is the one that defeated the great enemy of Israel. You talk about a splitting headache, he had a splitting headache. And so the Bible talks about this. I tell our young people all the time, I say, read the Bible, it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things in the Bible. So we read about these in the Bible that are recorded. And when anybody or anything is recorded in the Bible, it's there. God put it there for history's sake. He put it there for future generations. And so it would be a memorial unto them. And then in the Bible, we read about Joshua. We read about Saul, King Saul, and his son Jonathan. They were killed in battle. We read over in the New Testament about a man named Cornelius in Acts chapter number 9. The Bible says he was of the Italian band. He was a Roman soldier. And so we have many examples in the Bible. It is proper and right to recognize those who gave, those who served, those who died. A very interesting passage of Scripture. And I actually preached out of this last Memorial Day. I preached out of 2 Samuel chapter number 23, and I preached a message entitled Never Forget. And I just want to point out a few things today before moving on. We do have something else I want to get to here in a few minutes. I'm going to make some announcements of some local events and national things that are going on for Memorial Day. But I just want to quickly point this out from the Word of God. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse number 1, the Bible said, now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, the man who is raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said. And so we find there in verse number 1, it said these are the last words of David. David is an old man. He knows that he's not going to live much longer. He's getting ready to die. But there are some things that David said that he didn't want us to forget. And really, in chapter number 23, there is a list of what we refer to as David's mighty men. These are men that served with David. They were in his military. They were close to him. They guarded him. They fought with him. And we find this recorded in the Word of God, that David wanted these men to be remembered. Some of them lived, some of them died. But I got to studying about these mighty men of David. And I want to point out some things about these mighty men that served in the army with King David and fought along beside him. And there are some things about these men. And today we're going to make an application to our military, to those that we recognize and honor, our veterans, and especially those that died in service. And so there's some things that never change when it comes to those that serve in this capacity. And I want to point out, first of all, that these men were skillful men in verse number 20 and verse number 21. I'm going to read these verses. The Bible said, "And Benani, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear." And here we read about a man in the Bible that was very skillful. He was an expert in his craft. He was a master warrior, we might say. He was a soldier with the highest training. And, you know, people like to watch these ninja movies and all these soldiers about the ninjas and the ancient warriors. Why, in the Bible, there's some men, boy, I'll tell you what, they knew how to fight. And this man went down into, he slew an Egyptian. He had a staff, the Egyptian had a spear, and he went in with that staff, and he took the Egyptian spear and slew him with his own spear. I mean, there's some interesting things in the Bible. They were highly trained, efficient, very effective in what they did. And that is not unlike our military today. Everybody that goes into the military, man or woman, whatever it might be, they all fall into they'll be put into a category that they specialize in. You know, I don't know, I was in the Air Force, and you tell people that, they automatically assume, well, did you fly? Not everybody in the Air Force flies. In fact, the great majority never fly, but they do have something to do with it. There's a skill, and they contribute, and they are trained, and their whole career, that's what you do. You train to be better in your career, in your field. So these men, we appreciate them for their skillfulness, that they dedicated their lives to learn how to do something and be an expert in it. So these men are skillful men. These men were survivors. I like what it says in verse number 10. It's talking about somebody else. "He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil." And it's talking about a man in a battle, and he fought so hard that his hand clave unto the sword. This man never quit. He never gave up. He was resolved. He was determined. And I've actually read other places about some of these ancient fighters and how they would go into battle and they would hold their sword so long and they would fight so hard that at the end of the day, if they lived, they would have to soak their hand in water to get their hand to uncramp and let go of the sword. And that's what the Bible is talking about here. This man fought so hard. I'm telling you, he had a survivor mindset. He was not going to quit. He was not going to give up. Now, the only experience I've had to even near that would be maybe some of you have run a chainsaw. I have had this happen, running a chainsaw, and you hold on to that thing. And when it runs out of gas, you try to let go, and your hand doesn't want to let go. That's what had happened to this man. He'd fought so hard. He was a survivor. I appreciate those that are willing to fight. And I mean, they are determined, and they're going to stay in, and they're going to live, or they're going to die one. But they're not going to give up. And that's how this man was, one of David's mighty men. And then these men, well, they stood their ground. I like what it says in verse 11. It said, "And after him was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Here's another man. And what did he do? The Bible says he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. When I think about Memorial Day, I think about those who stood their ground and they fought for what they believed in and that they knew to be right. And they stood there and they did not give up. They did not back up. They did not turn and run, but they stood there. And, you know, there's some wonderful applications here. The Bible tells us to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And the Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter 6 about putting on the whole armor of God. And one of the things that we're called to do is stand. And so we have to stand for what is right. And I appreciate those that have stood in the past. And these men are also their supply men. In verse number 13, the Bible says, "And 3 of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time under the cave of Adullam." Verse 14, "And David was then in an hold." Verse 15, "And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the 3 mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it unto David." Now, there's a lot could be said about that. But these men, what did they do? The commander said, "This is what I want." And they went and they got it and they brought it unto David. And, you know, when you think about the military, you think about Memorial Day, you think about those who we remember and honor. You have to remember that not all who die in battle are Green Berets. I mean, I appreciate the special forces and what they do, and they're highly skilled and trained. But the great majority that die, they're not Green Berets. There's a lot of foot soldiers. There's a lot who have died that were cargo masters, maybe a navigator on a supply plane like a C-130 or a C-5 or something like that. Some who were load masters. There's some that work in transportation. There's some that work in fuels. And so there's a lot goes into it. And so they were just doing their part and working. And, you know, there's a lot today that are killed in roadside bombs and things like that. So these men, we honor them no matter what they did, even if they're just in supply. That's what I was in. I was just in supply. But we appreciate everybody and their service. So these men were supply men. These men were serving men. In verse number 23, the Bible says, talking about another man over here, "He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first 3, and David set him over his guard." You know, you don't always get to choose your field of service. Most of the time, it's chosen for you. Who would say, "I want to be the guard. I just want to stand outside the tent door and make sure nobody goes in and causes any problems. I want to be a SP, or security police." And there are some that goes into that. But when I was in, to get anybody in, there was 3 things in the Air Force nobody wanted to be: a security police, a cook, and a supply. And I found out after I went in that all who were in supply went in what they called open general. And here's how that worked. The recruiter, he said, "Well, we can't get you the job you want right now." And this is what he told me. He said, "But you just go down to that or Lackland and tell them what you want to do, and I'm sure it'll be open and they'll just put you right in." Well, I found out everybody I worked with that was in supply, they told them the same lie, because nobody wants to be in supply. Nobody wants to just stand guard. Nobody, most of the time, wants to be a cook or something like that. So you don't always get to choose your field of service. And many do not get their first choice. But they went and they served and they gave the ultimate sacrifice anyway. And so I really appreciate that, having been in the military. And as a veteran, I appreciate that some people are there and they're not really even doing what they wanted to do, but they're serving anyway. And I believe that's probably how this man was. He maybe had wanted to do something else. He didn't want to just be set over the guards. But David saw something in him that he needed. And so he put him as the head of the guard. And that's what he did. These men were serving men. These men were selfless men. I'm not going to read all these names, but in verse 24 down through verse number 39, there's just a long list of names. And most of them I can't even pronounce. But there's a long list of names here. And most of them you've never heard of. I can't remember who they are. Nobody remembers who they are, and it's not even really put down what they did. But nevertheless, they were selfless. And you know, that's the way it is with most of the men and women that we remember and honor on Memorial Day. You know, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but a lot of times you don't think much about. I know last week there were some servicemen killed in a helicopter crash. Well, if you don't know somebody that knows them personally, well, it's just a name. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you know, same thing. If you hear about a car wreck over in Virginia, if you didn't know, you know, it's just a car wreck and somebody got killed, and we hate that and we'll try to pray for them. But most of the men and women that have died in service, the majority of people didn't know who they were. They were selfless just the same. They were serving. They didn't go in to get killed. They went in to serve and hopefully come home and raise a family and be with their children or maybe get married and have children. But selflessly, and many of them are married and, you know, they do have children, but they're away. They're serving somewhere. And their names without faces a lot of times, but selflessly, they're somewhere away from friends, away from family, away from what is familiar to them, serving in obscurity 24/7. They'll be gone on Memorial Day. They'll be gone on Thanksgiving, Christmas, when their children are going to prom and graduating, or maybe when their children are being born, they are away somewhere else. And so we remember the selfless sacrifices that have been made when we have Memorial Day. And last of all, these men and women are sacrificed sometimes. Now, this is very interesting, and I don't have time to elaborate on it, but there's one name that I do recognize in this list. It's the very last name, and it says Uriah the Hittite. 37 in all. There were 37 men listed here. And the last one is Uriah the Hittite. Uriah, if you study him out in the Bible, he is one of the most loyal, patriotic, dedicated, fearless men in the Bible. And he is the man that David, King David, had an adulterous relationship with his wife. Maybe you've heard about David and Bathsheba. And so what got Uriah killed in battle was the sin and the stupidity and the selfishness of King David. And I'll say this, you and I do not always agree with what our government does. And no doubt many are sacrificed unnecessarily. But it's not the soldiers' fault, and they should be honored just the same. And so we think about Uriah the Hittite. He was sacrificed, and it was unnecessary. But he's honored in this list of names. I want to stop right there. I've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to just mention some Memorial Day events that are coming up. You may be interested in being involved. I'm going to start locally and then spread out. First of all, in the high country this weekend, in the Boone area, this Saturday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. at CrossFit Postal. That is directly behind the Boone Post Office, right beside what used to be Kmart there. this Saturday at 11 a.m. They are going to be hosting what is called the Murph Challenge. And the Murph Challenge is actually a nationwide event. Gyms put this on, fire departments, police departments, military bases. It's actually a pretty big thing. And different places host this. What it is, it's become an annual event every Memorial Day. And it is to benefit the L.T. Michael P. Murphy Memorial Scholarship Foundation, formerly known as Memorial Day Murph. The Murph Challenge is an extended version of the Memorial Day tradition that so many supporters have been taking part in for the last several years. And if you maybe remember that movie Lone Survivor, Michael Murphy was one of the men that got killed. He was the radio man, and he had to crawl out into the open to call in help for his men, and all of them got killed except for one. But Michael Murphy, he was the radio man. And so this is done every year and has been for several years now to fund the Memorial Scholarship Foundation. It's a very, very good thing. I've looked into it and would recommend it. But that's what it is for, what it is. Maybe if you're up to a challenge, the Murph Challenge is to run 1 mile, do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 air squats, and run another mile. And if you're really feeling up to it, you can do all that in a 20-pound vest or body armor. And so that's what it is. And if you'd like to come out on Saturday, you can come out and you can participate. And all they're asking is, you know, if you come out and participate, that you'll give something towards the Murph Challenge. You can come out and watch, or you could just come out and donate. I'm going to be there and participating, Lord willing. And my goal is to do that in less time than it takes me to preach a message. And on Sunday morning, Noah says that's about 50 minutes. Is that about right, Noah?
That's about right.
Okay. So that's my goal, and we're going to try to do that. Then on Monday, Memorial Day, at the Appalachian State University Administration Building at 7:30 in the morning, there will be a flag raising and a continental breakfast, and that's hosted by the Appalachian State University ROTC. And then later on that morning at the Boone Mall, this starts at 11. I believe they start playing music about 10:30. And they have a program every Memorial Day. And I would really encourage you to come out. I've went for the past several years now, and I have been blessed every time. It's just a good program that they have, a good turnout. And it's put on by the High Country Military Officers Association. The High School Junior ROTC is going to be there. American Legion Post, VFW, Disabled Veterans will all be represented there. Then there's another organization. It's called Integrated Recovery. It's out of San Diego, California, and associated with the Orange County Rescue Mission. And they are helping vets, first responders, law enforcement, have PTSD, TBI, traumatic brain injury, addictions. They're doing something called Operation 22, trying to help. There's 22 veterans a day commit suicide in America, and so they're trying to be an influence there. I've run out of time. If you'd like more information, Noah's going to give that, but you can call the church phone number. Just leave me a message, 828-963-4596. Thank you for listening. Noah, you go ahead.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer. The Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, it's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.